Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House has released details of what it characterizes as a compromise framework on immigration for lawmakers to accept or reject. For the 1.8 million young immigrants living in the United States known as Dreamers who were brought to the country by their families when they were children, there would be a long path to citizenship with conditions. Mr. Trump's plan drew praise from fellow Republicans in Congress. He has been a key issue which resulted in last weekend's shutdown of the U.S. government. President Trump has questioned whether peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians will ever resume, made his remarks at a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where he accused the Palestinians of disrespecting the United States after Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas refused to meet with U.S. Vice President Mike Pence during his recent visit to the region.
Hardest subject they had to talk about was Jerusalem. We took Jerusalem off the table, so we don't have to talk about it anymore. They never got past Jerusalem. We took it off the table. We don't have to talk about it anymore.
President Trump recently said the U.S. recognizes Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. Palestinians also claim Jerusalem as the capital of Palestine. United States is urging Turkey to de-escalate tensions over its military operations in Syria and focus on the fight to defeat the Islamic State amid growing distrust between the two NATO allies. Meantime, Turkey pressing the U.S. to stop its support for Kurdish fighters or risk confronting Turkish forces in Syria. This is VOA News. United Nations Refugee Agency reporting escalating violence in the Central African Republic. It's pushed forcible displacement, mostly women and children, inside and outside the country to record high levels. A story now from Lisa Schlein at UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The fiercest fighting and greatest displacement is taking place in Central African Republic's northwest region. The UN peacekeeping mission reports clashes between two armed groups have forced some 65,000 people, mainly women and children, to flee to the city of Pau over the last 3 weeks. The charity Doctors Without Borders says it has treated more than a dozen victims of the fighting in Pau. One woman, it says, told them the armed men are known to kill adult men they encounter. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. has issued sanctions on six Taliban and Haqqani Network militants as it demands more help from Pakistan to disrupt terrorist financing. The six include former high-ranking officials of Afghanistan's former Taliban government. All six have been involved in attacks on U.S.-led coalition forces, smuggling, as well as financing terrorists. All property they have in the U.S. is frozen, and Americans are barred from doing business with them. A group of scientists has moved the hands of the closely watched doomsday clock to 2 minutes to midnight, reflecting strong concern about recent geopolitical events. That story now from VOA's Marissa Melton.
It was the second time the clock, created by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, was moved forward since the 2016 election of U.S. President Donald Trump. At 2 minutes to midnight, the clock is at its closest to catastrophe since 1953. They cite dangers of a nuclear holocaust from North Korea's weapons program, U.S.-Russian entanglements, South China Sea tensions, and other factors. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. Civil Rights Group is suing the Department of Homeland Security here in Washington over its decision to end protection from deportation for thousands of Haitian immigrants. NAACP's lawsuit alleges the decision to end what is known as temporary protective status was based on skin color and violates the constitutional right to equal protection. A French supermarket chain has deeply discounted jars of Nutella. Those who like the chocolate hazelnut spread virtually fought each other to get jars of Nutella, which were being offered at a 70% discount. France is the second biggest consumer of Nutella, eating more than 100 million jars per year, just behind Germany.
That's the latest world news from VOA.